Hi, I'm Allie Gertz.
And I'm Julia Prescott. And this podcast is brought to you by
Everything's Coming Up Simpsons. Make sure to tune in on September 11th.
We are talking about the episode Radio Bart with a special guest you may recognize.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright.
And actually, I'm Bart Simpson. Who the hell are you?
We're so excited.
Oh, this is so good.
This was one of our favorite episodes we've ever done.
Mark your calendars. I don't know. You're probably already downloading it. What is this life?
September 11th, we are joined by, you already heard her, Nancy Cartwright. We're so excited. Please tune in.
All right. Bye.
Feral Audio.
Georgia.
Hey, Allie.
Hi, it's Allie in Georgia.
Hey, it's Slumber Party with Allie in Georgia.
It sure is.
Hence the Allie in Georgia.
That's very true.
We're the Slumber Party. There, we already said that.
Yeah, we said that.
So here's a podcast. Ready, go.
Okay.
Hey, what'd you learn this week, Allie? We always start with one thing we learned.
Yeah, I want to know what you learned.
Why?
Because you were like, because you told me when you came here, you're like, I need to research a little bit because I wrote down two words and...
Okay.
And that's all. So I need to know what the two words are that were your prompt.
Well, okay. So, you know, so late at night, I'll see something and like, oh, I'm going to read up on that because I want to, it's my learn. So I just wrote down and, you know, late at night, I mean, sometimes I've been drinking or taking Ambien and I don't remember what it is. So this time I wrote down the two words, limousine liberal.
Okay.
Do you know what that is?
No, I'm about to.
Okay. So I had never, a limousine liberal. Or a latte liberal is a political term used to illustrate perceived hypocrisy by a political liberal or upper class or upper middle class status. So basically it's like when a dude's like a politician or an upper class person's like, public schools need to be cheaper for everyone, but they send their kids to private school or like mass transit for everyone. And then they're like, we'd take a limousine. That's hence the limousine liberal. Or like, you know, the environment, everyone's fucking it up, but they fucking have private jets and shit.
Right.
So it's a way for fucking people to insult liberals, basically.
But I feel like nowadays in the age of Uber, everyone just gets chauffeured around everywhere.
Yeah. Or anyway. They're like, another one is like, they're gun control people, but they have like security guards who have guns and shit.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hypocritical. So limousine liberal, which like, I'm like, whatever. Do what you gotta do.
But it's got a ring to it, I'm not like, gonna lie.
At least they're trying to help.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? At least they're fucking trying.
They're trying to help other people.
Yeah. Even those less fortunate than them, which I think is admirable.
But, you know, all people are created equal. Some are just created more equal than others. If I may quote... Animal Farm.
Can't you imagine that being said on Fox News? These limousine liberals out there.
Meanwhile, all of them are definitely in limousines.
Oh, yeah. Well, they also are like, gun. Everyone should have a gun, and the environment's an idiot, and like, fuck school. Who cares about children? They're like, at least they're being true to themselves.
At least their brand is consistent. It's brand inconsistency. I have a question, though. Who's seen a limousine since, like, Whitney Houston was alive?
Uh-uh.
Like, I feel like Whitney Houston died, and, like, I wasn't... Not really. Whitney Houston didn't have anything to do with it.
A Crown Vic liberal.
Right, because it's just like a...
They're just taking cars.
They're just taking cars, you guys.
Or a Escalade liberal. That doesn't sound as good.
An SUV liberal?
SUV liberal.
Good one.
Hey, what'd you learn this week?
I learned about rat balls.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm guessing that's not an adorable... When a rat gets in an adorable little ball and, like, rolls around, you're like, oh, my God, that rat's so cute. I'm guessing it's about his fucking testicles.
I'm sorry.
Go.
It's so exciting. Okay, there's this documentary on Netflix aptly titled Rats with an exclamation point.
Dig it.
And it's by Morgan Spurlock, who made I ate a lot of McDonald's, I got fat. Boost Shabar surprise.
Look at me, how fat I got.
That was the working title. And so they gave Morgan Spurlock a grip of cash to make a documentary about rats. And praise be Jesus, it's fantastic.
It
is anti-rat propaganda at its finest. Like, it is so gripping.
Is there an innuendo happening?
Well,
like, do rats stand for something? Is there any history in that? Because rat history, I think, is fucking fascinating.
tons of rat history.
Plagues, man.
Oh, God. Tons.
Okay.
It's graphic as hell. There's so many rat guts, but it is like absolutely no one on the side. Like, no one who's like, I got a rat as a pet. It's all just like, rats must be killed. All of them are on terror. Anyway.
I gotta say, I had pets that are rats. They're fucking sweet. Smart as fuck people.
Yeah, they are smart people. Rats. Okay, so I was watching it and I was like, what's with all these balls, dude? And so before I went to bed last night, I was like, rat balls, what's the deal? I was like, hey, Siri, why are rat's balls so big? Because I was too lazy to type it. And Siri was like, why are rat's balls so big? And I was like, this is the best. And
oh my God.
So in species where, I'm so sorry, Brooke, this is a long, yeah, this is like the longest what I learned
our
we've ever
angel
done.
Fucking so fucking sorry. So patient. You want to jump in? Jump in now.
Okay. I'll make it so quick. Okay,
go.
When a species has big old balls, it's because the ladies are like, I'll sleep with whoever I want. And so they have to make tons of sperm because their ladies are just hone it up for biology's sake, right?
Yeah, we're not slut-shaming rats right here.
No, they're just like, I get it where
I
want
it.
And so the boys have to be like, oh, God, I got to grow some bigger balls. So they grow bigger balls. Now, in gorillas, tiny balls. You know why? Because they're like one alpha. Is like, I got all these ladies. They only want to fuck me. I don't need big balls.
They don't even need to try.
No, because they're like, yeah, I don't need that much sperm. Because guess what? My sperm gets in wherever I want it to.
They can drive their fucking Honda fucking Civic from 2008 and just be like, I'm still going to get laid because I'm the only man in the world.
All the gorillas.
But the frats are like, give me an Escalade. Because I got to look hot. Not that,
right.
Not that I would ever choose someone for their... Anyways,
if we're correlating testicular size to vehicles,
to dating.
Yes. Right. Now, humans, sedans, in the middle. They're right in the middle. They're not a limo. They're not a smart car.
I mean, what if you were like, I love this guy. He's so great, but his balls are too small.
You're like, that means he's a baller.
Yeah.
Also, so what this means is if you're like, oh, that guy's got big balls, that just means he's a fucking cuck. Because that just means that his lady's fucking everyone. Because if you have big balls...
this doesn't translate.
No, if you have big balls as a species, it's because the ladies will sleep with as many people as they want. Tiny balls, ladies, more monogamous.
I don't think this translates.
No, this is true. This is biology.
No, but not for humans. We have thinky times and stuff.
Oh, yeah. We have thinky times.
Let's ask our guest about balls.
I'm sorry, guys.
No, it was amazing, Allie. That was like the best learn.
Siri. Now, thanks, Siri.
I also want to know, and I want to ask our guest about this.
Yeah.
Has it ever happened that someone's on a date and someone accidentally presses a wrong button on their phone and it reads out loud, Siri reads out loud what the last thing you Siri'd was, and it's about balls or something. Like, what did you want to date? And it was okay. So our guest is our friend who's a lovely human being. She's a comedian. She's a writer. She's the host of the lifestyle show Hack My Life. She is on a bunch of billboards in fucking New York that I saw. I fucking saw them. She's gorgeous. Brooke Van Poplin, everyone.
Oh, I've been wanting to jump in.
Thank you so much.
Okay, tell us everything.
No. I heard Morgan Spurlock on probably like Press Play or something on KCRW. And I was like, a documentary about rats. And then I was like, fascinated, completely
you
riveted.
Watch it?
No, I have to now because I completely forgot about it.
Yeah.
And like he just does not make a good case for the rats. So
that's
I'm just like
bullshit. Oh.
Well, and like the New York version of rats, like it just ruins everything.
Did you ever see one when you lived there?
Are you kidding me?
Yes, because I've never
all day,
seen
every day.
One. What do they look? They're like crazy, right?
Oh, I've seen some things that look like
chihuahuas.
Raccoons. Like as big as raccoons.
Shut the fuck up. I'm always looking for them and I never see them.
They live on the tracks. They run up and down the stairs. I mean, they like scurry under your feet. They're constantly crossing the street everywhere.
That sounds like they're everywhere, but they're not. Yeah. I've never ever seen one, and I love rats, and I would.
California. You're so California.
You
right?
have to watch this. This documentary is so graphic. It is so nasty.
I'm so into it.
I
saw it.
Don't give me like the heebie-jeebies. Like I won't like be squealing with terror watching it. I'll be fascinated.
Do you guys like gross stuff? Because I can tell you it's like fucking gross.
Oh yeah, tell me gross stuff.
Okay, when I was a kid, we had rats.
Okay,
rat had babies because we accidentally put them on. They were whatever. Sunshine. I come home and Sunshine was in one hand holding the body of her baby rat.
Yep.
And on the other hand holding the head of her baby rat. And she was having a fucking snack.
Yep.
And it ruined my childhood.
Oh, boy.
Ruined my childhood. But rats are really sweet, though.
They'll eat the babies.
Maybe it might have been a mouse.
Pets.
Anyways.
No, she was really eating her babies. They absolutely eat the babies.
She was having a snick snack.
Yeah.
Brooke, what'd you learn? She were like, don't be graphic. And no, this thing better not be graphic. And I'm like, eating
rat babies.
Right. Yeah. What did you learn this week?
I learned, this is like information that I want to spread to any of my paranoid pot smokers out there.
Ooh.
I know, it's great. Cause I've been, since I moved here, I'm like, I really gotta get back into pot just cause
you
it's
can.
Like a thing you can. And like the whole drinking and driving thing, like I've really, you know, I've really like tapered off with my drinking. So I'm like, well, I can't be like sober, you know? So I have to, get into pot smoking again. But sure. my terror is like going over the edge, getting too paranoid, anxiety ridden, because I do have like panic and anxiety problems.
Too.
So I heard from this like amazing weed expert again, that like, if you are ever in that uncomfortable, completely, paranoid, stricken, way, way too high place,
which is every time I like
every
smoke
time,
pot.
Yeah, right?
Every time I'm like, oh, the world's scary. Yeah.
2 ibuprofen will level
what?
You
shut
out.
Shut the fuck up.
2 ibuprofen.
Face.
Yeah.
No way. There's an antidote?
There's an antidote, and it's called 2 ibuprofen.
Why? How? Friends. What?
I didn't get all the science behind it, but the problem is you've got too much THC, so another thing you could do is if someone has edibles that are higher on the CBD scale,
CBD's
the CBD
stuff.
Will right. cancel out. So you could take an edible,
but they have
if it had
edibles?
More. If right, if it was like more CBD friendly, it would like tamper the THC and the paranoia, and you would just go back to like a pleasant body buzz instead of like heady crazy.
Well, I've been like, so Vince has a card, and I'm like too scared to get one because I think that the government's gonna
right.
be government. So every time
Jeff Sessions coming for us,
yeah. Every time he goes in there, he's like, what about this? What about that? And like, they give him something for me to try, and it just doesn't work. Do you have like a,
I don't have a card, but I had some like really positive experiences speaking to someone who knew what the dose was in the candies. This was in Boulder, Colorado, mm-hmm. where I got some. And like, for me, I'm like, okay, if you're saying this is like a tiny dose
like
for one 2. Little,
5?
Yeah, 2.5 or even like, like 0.5 or something. Like, I don't know what the dosing is, or 5 milligrams or something like that.
I think in Boulder you're required to be high though.
Yes,
right,
absolutely.
All the time.
And so I was there for a wedding, and I was like, oh, the atmosphere is so thin, and like, like the first day that you get there, they're like, don't drink too much, don't smoke too much. Immediately was like drunk and high, felt like atmosphere sickness.
That's crazy.
But
weddings.
I was fine after that. Like, you just feel your hangover worse, I think, apparently, till you acclimate. But, they really walked us through. I was like, listen, I'm a novice. I freak out. Like, what is a pleasant, like, no nonsense, you know? And so that was like a great thing. And if you didn't feel high enough, just waited 30 minutes and took another candy. And so like, I was like, no, one's fine. Like, I would take one and cook dinner and just have like a giggly time.
Aww.
And,
I feel like I'm trying to cut down on drinking. I have a glass of whiskey in my hand, but I feel like if I had a thing like smoking pot, which I don't think is a problem for people who can smoke pot, I would drink a lot less just to like have something.
To get giggly and like get out of your head. Like,
chill.
To me, at the end of a day, like a drink or just something that like lets me get goofy is like my little reward to myself. And I don't do hard anything.
No.
And I've really been trying to, not drink so much. And I'm like, what, am I going to meditate? Like, it's not happening.
Allie,
it's
what
not
have you
happening.
Been doing? You didn't drink on New Year's.
I didn't drink on New Year's.
That's amazing. How hard
sober
is that?
Sober New Year's is the best.
It wasn't that much.
It wasn't. I'm sorry.
What do you guys do?
I was driving around too, though.
Yeah.
So I was like, do I want to kill someone?
Right.
And I was like, or
chance
and or go
it.
To jail.
Go to jail.
And I was like, I don't want a cavity search.
What goes
tonight.
Through your head? Like, why is it easy for you?
I think it's easy for me because, like, I used to drink because I thought people would like me more because I'm sometimes inhibited or sometimes I'm like, I can't chill out. So I'm like, if I drink more, people will like me more. And then I was like, oh, I'm more obnoxious and I think people like me less when I drink. So I think that I am okay to drink less because I'm like, well, at least I won't wake up being like, fuck,
what
does everybody
say?
Hate me? If they hate me, they just hate me organically, me.
like own it. You know what I'm saying?
They
like,
just hate me at my core.
Yep.
Me at my truest self.
Nothing
which is their
blame
fucking,
it on.
Then you don't have to fucking hang out with them again. You
right.
don't have to like get drunk and hang out with them so they're like, here's your drunks, you know?
Right. I think that sometimes though, I think I'm more fun when I'm drunk. Definitely.
I'm reading the book. You know, guys, you guys know the Easy Way books? It's the easy way to quit smoking that like everyone in the comedy fucking world has read to quit smoking, and they have like the easy way to stop binging and gambling, and there's an easy way for women to stop drinking. And it's this like, you know, like method thing. But a lot of it says, like, you think you're your best self and you drink because you think you're cooler when you're drunk, but again, you wake up and you feel like a fucking idiot. How are you better, a better person?
Right. I say I have loose lips. And I sink some ships.
Ooh, yes. That's fun.
Oh, God. Ugh. I burn down entire cities with my drinking and antics in New York City. I'm like, yeah, there are like career mistakes that have been made in New York.
You can't.
It's like, yeah.
But that's New York, though. New York is very different culturally.
Yes. Yeah.
Everyone I know, every comedian I know who lived in New York has had those. Because you get to be up till, no. You got to be drinking at a bar in a public place till 4, which means you're up till 6.
Yeah.
Everyone lives 2 blocks away from someone else. Yep. You know what I mean?
And it just doesn't stop. All you have to do is, like, if the 6 a.m. bar closes, then go over to someone's apartment. And right, it's like, I was about 40 pounds heavier, like bloated. Like, I mean, that was like at the worst point. I was having, I was going through something. But like, you know, I had a crush on a guy who had a staph infection from punching a mirror. So if that tells you, you know what I'm saying? Where I was at with self-esteem, you know.
Oh my God. Like,
that was a wild summer.
I want to know about the staph infection more than anything.
He's out of jail now. And he was trying to make like, amends with everyone. Oh, he's the
worst.
He's
out of jail and he's trying to make amends.
And I got like a message where he's like, because everyone was like, no, like, fuck you, so-and-so. Like, you're done.
I know, it is so bad.
He thought, like,
say it.
Yeah, because he's like, oh, well, she's a funny comedian. Maybe she's nice. And he never really, like, was as involved with me as some other people that we all worked with. So I think he's like, oh, Brooke will be nice. She's a fuck up. And I was like, oh,
wait,
I don't want to.
So good at sex.
I never slept with him.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I just have like a work crush on him. You know, when you're like, God, this person's a terrible, terrible person. Mm-hmm. Like, he'd been stealing money from the bar. He was so bad. But like, you know, when you're in a dark place and
you
they
want
adore
your
sense of humor.
Yeah.
And I just wasn't feeling good about like what I had to offer the world in general. And also, you know, that like Stockholm syndrome, like when you work with people and you're like, we would start at 4 in the afternoon and work till 4 in the morning. So like you have like it's history also, after that, you
it's
know?
Nice not to have to go on dates and get to know someone too.
Are
it's
you
like,
kidding me?
This person already fucking knows me at my worst.
Exactly.
Like I don't have to bullshit and ask about your brother and sister.
Exactly.
Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was one of those like workplace, you know, just dysfunctional families that I had.
Jesus.
It was a place called, the front restaurant was called Gravy. The back restaurant was called Trout. And then it was connected to another like Mexican restaurant called Pacifico, and it was like this dysfunctional little playhouse.
Where?
With like it was in Boreham Hill in Brooklyn, like on Pacific and Atlantic
or
Atlantic
there?
And oh no, one is like Gravy's a paper source now.
Oh my god. That's tits though.
Yeah,
paper source is great. Paper every source. Gorgeous paper.
Every time I go on paper source I immediately have to pee. I just get so excited.
Do they have good bathrooms
like,
or like
no?
Oh okay, I was gonna say I'm like ooh, because this is like, is this a secret bathroom in New York? Because I keep track of all the bathrooms in New York.
Yeah, I don't
that's
know where
smart.
You guys piss
okay. Hotels
the Babies are Us second floor Union Square.
Oh, the one on we stay there sometime. But
we would
stay.
That's a good one.
That would be weird if we stayed at Babies R Us.
We stay around the corner from. Wait, but how did the staph infection clear up? And why did he punch the mirror?
Yeah, staph infection.
Well, he was a raging cokehead, with a lot of mood swing problems.
I think raging and cokehead go like you don't have to say raging.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
A cokehead
casual.
With a drinking. Yeah. So, and the thing is, like, there was no adult in charge at this bar. I think at some point the oldest person was like 34 and he was our boss.
Whoa. And like he's so old.
Yeah, right. We're like, you're so adult. And like everyone, so it was a cash operation too, so it was so illegal. So toward the end of the night we would do paper tickets and like do a little wink nod. We just pick the entire tab off the table and throw the whole thing in the tip bucket, like the entire bill, you know what I'm saying? And
oh my god,
we made a lot of money that summer.
Jesus.
But our boss like didn't care. They stood up for me. So like drinking, like everyone was doing a good job if they didn't start drinking at work until like 7 p.m. And mind you, we would go till 4 in the morning.
Oh God.
And, the outdoor bar had a rain delay and everyone wanted to go see Spoon. I remember something crazy like that. And we were like, no, we can't cut you guys. Cause like, you know, it might clear up, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, the bartenders. But,
right. Like our boss, our 34-year-old boss was like drawing a hard line, you know, and he's like, no, you guys can't go see Spoon. If the rain stops, we're opening up. He's like, but you can start drinking. And it was like still daylight out.
Oh my
God. We're getting trashed. The rain stops. Like we had already, he was like, all right, you guys can go down the street to the other bar, but you got to come back in an hour.
What?
This is like our boss.
This is like a 20, you're in your 20s dream job.
Yeah. It was so fun. I'm not gonna lie, I was
so amazing.
Ill, such an alcoholic. But So like complete antics ensued. I come back and then I get cut first, I think. So I'm still sitting at the bar drinking afterwards. I'm not going home. And
why would you?
I got really angry at this, just the looks of some of these customers who came in. Just one guy was just, I don't know. I was like, you're too hip. And the one bartender was this like deep in Brooklyn firefighter, and he was like a total wise ass, and I loved him. And he was like, wore like gross shorts and white tennis shoes, but I was like, I love you. Like, he was so just like such a bro, such a real dude. And he's like, these fucking Brooklyn hipsters, you know, blah, blah, blah. He's going off on him. Like, what if I throw a drink at him? And then he's like, before he can be like, no, I just launch a plastic cup over my head. I was like, I don't even know where it's gonna go. And then I just hear it like hit something and ice go everywhere. And this guy's like, what the fuck? And I turn around and like I'd hit this guy right in the chest. Yeah.
Oh.
But so then my boss and the bartender, he's like, you fucking bitch, who did that? Blah, blah, blah. And then they're like, he's like, did you throw a drink at me? And they're like, yeah, she threw a drink at you. Oh. What of it? So what? We throw drinks around here. And like that, like I didn't get fired. Like that my bosses were like, yeah, fucking get used to it. And like,
what?
And I was like, I'm sorry. They're like, oh, it's cool. He was a clown, you know? And then like,
that is, like
kicked
how
him
would
out.
You
and
not
I was like, how
fired?
Do I not get, nobody got fired.
That would never happen.
Nobody
in LA.
Got fired. Everyone was stealing. Everyone was drugging. It was.
Did Jesus. They have Yelp at this point?
Oh my God. I hope not.
Can you imagine if they had Yelp?
Yeah.
Like a gross, sad waitress.
Yeah.
Through,
like right
yeah.
between my suspenders. It got all over my manicure
bow tie.
Exactly. Were you a waitress or were you a bartender?
Like, I was a waitress.
Ooh, that's like that sounds the worst.
Oh, it was terrible. Mm-hmm. You know,
that sounds the worst.
Yeah. So
you
it
never
was...
told us about the staff infection or the mirror.
Yeah. Okay. So I was sorry. I was going down this is like really good to remember because I'm trying to put together a collection of like shitty job essays.
Yeah. Dude.
And I know there's
you need to do that.
Good to recall, but
this qualifies.
So yeah, I don't know what happened. He got mad one night, punched a mirror as you do at a party, and then never let the wound on his hand heal correctly. And because he's a bartender
opened
and we would also
time.
Serve food, like he was constantly like dipping his hand into like gross, like bus tubs filled with like milky, like calamari, like
food
liquid half-eaten food.
You're
and so
grossing me out.
Yeti,
so right now.
So
also,
like open wound turned
also,
into like a festering staff infection. Well, we served really
bar?
Great calamari. It's another reason I was about 40 pounds overweight and looked like I was going to pop.
That sounds like the thought of like, I can't live in an apartment without a garbage disposal because I can't touch wet food. But then he's dipping his fucking cut up hand. Ugh. Okay.
Yep.
So he got. So what happened? Oh my God.
I mean, I may have kissed him or something when he had bandages on his hand. I don't remember. I don't remember.
And he kept, and look, when you have a hand wound like that, because I have one right now from a Guy Fieri knife, it just keeps opening when it's on your hand.
And when you bartend and never skip a shift to like recover, I mean, everything's just wet. You're working like, you know.
So
and,
did he like slowly get like, I have the flu. And you're like, you don't have the fucking flu.
No, I mean, I think he figured out just because it was like festering and then that can turn into like sepsis. And all that stuff.
Yeah,
and he had to go on like major antibiotics and, you know, keep it completely, I think, like elevated a glove on it, like all sort of creepy
shit.
His
gut flora has never recovered.
No, I was just thinking how if you were a woman, you'd have
Dr.
the biggest
Keys,
yeast infection.
Dr. Keysberry.
What is Dr. Keys? Oh.
The naturopath?
Yeah.
Oh, you went?
Oh, okay. Oh, so tell she's the one who gave me the info for the naturopath.
There you go.
Okay.
Tell
I
me
love
everything.
Dr.
K.
Tell me everything.
We have this kooky as fuck, and I don't know, Brooke. I need some fucking info on her.
Sure,
because
sure,
she's this.
Do.
She okay. Here's what happened when I went in there. She like looked at all my. She's like this kooky, weird, like would have been an art high school teacher. Mm. Like
she
woman.
Was a jockey in the Netherlands. Did you notice those photos?
Wait, what?
That she's doesn't she's even... Dutch. So we were like, yay, Dutch people. Like, we got so excited. And they're all, next time you're in her office, there are photos of her. She was like a jockey in the Netherlands. She was a horse racer.
That's fucking bananas.
She's really little.
She's tiny.
I was going to say,
she but she, like, she read all my like charts and shit. And I was like, here are the things that are wrong. And she like laid me down on this table. And I was like, okay, she's going to poke and prod me. No, she just held my arm and moved my arm around.
Kinesiology.
I don't understand. And then she put a thing of calcium on like a bottle of calcium on my chest and then moved my arm again and was like, doesn't that feel better? And I was like, uh-huh. Like, what the fuck?
Right.
Do you know this, Ellie? Has this happened to you? Because you go to fucking doctors.
Yeah. I've had a doctor hold a supplement bottle to my chest and is like, resist my grip.
That's exactly.
Yeah.
And then you can't, then you are like, you're deficient.
But
like,
then it's also like, I don't
fucking know.
You're not gonna say no. You're terrible at this.
It's one of those things where you're like, it's a big shrug, like a sure.
Let's
why not? It's like cutting your own bangs. Like sure. Why not?
Just do it. Sure.
What is that?
Fucking fixed me. Well, I got really into it for a while too, and I forget the way. Like basically, you have. When she puts the supplements like in a super like concentrated form, mm-hmm. like iodine, zinc, calcium, all these other things, your body responds in a way that like if you're deficient or have too much or wherever the issue is, like you get muscle weakness.
Are we sure about that?
If you look up kinesiology.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she also, when I was like, well, I'm having issues with... ovarian cysts or whatever, she, and I didn't tell her because I had an ultrasound and I know exactly what I have and where, but I was like, I would like to shrink them or whatever. And she just like kind of did something, like put her hands on my body and she's like, you have one that's 1 centimeter, which is like exactly right. And she's like, another one next to it. And I was like, yeah, on the right side, both of them exactly. She like called them and the size, and my little friends are exactly that big and they inflate and get a little bit. So now I'm taking like a prostate supplement. Hell because yeah. It's supposed to, the prostate stuff is supposed to help with female cysts. But I hide that bottle so no one can see it.
Doesn't
so they
everyone
don't think
have
I'm a dude.
Cysts? Every girl, like every lady has.
Yeah, but mine
regular.
Get really inflamed. Big and I don't want them to burst again like they have in the past. It really hurts.
It's not fun.
No.
It's not a fun thing.
I haven't had one of those.
But she fixed my gut flora, man. I was in a dark, dark fucking desperate place and I went to see her and I was like a new person in a month.
Yeah. She gave you some probiotics.
Like, not even, no. She's like, probiotics are like exacerbating what you're going through. Really? And so I'm taking like Spanish moss and like all this crazy.
She gave me some shit too, but she was like the first, like the thing. She looked at my chart and was like, oh, you're fucked because I'm on so many antidepressants and anti-anxiety. I'm on so much pharmaceuticals and have been since I was a kid that like... I'm fucked, which is fine.
You're not fucked. I think if like you decide you like there's something you want to move toward a more natural solution. Cause I was like, well, I'm not, my Cymbalta is like not up for debate at the moment.
Yeah.
Just because I was like, I really went through hell and back getting my panic under control. And I was like, I've been doing every possible like healthy alternative. I've been doing therapy. Right. I've been getting acupuncture. I have magnets in my ears. Like I'm trying everything to get over and I can't get over the hump. And so I went back on medicine. So I was like, when my life maybe makes more sense and feels stable, I'm like, we can talk about it, you know? But I was like, the Cymbalta is like.
That's great because the opposite.
And she didn't push me. Yeah, she didn't push.
Great.
Yeah, she's like, that's fine.
Anti-drug push you?
Exactly.
Anti-peer pressure.
But she got me right off of, I was taking like a super strong pantoprazole or something like that. And she's like, all your stomach acids are turned off. And she's
What is that?
Well, because I thought I was having reflux, but I wasn't. I was having a lot of anxiety, which can cause like all those terrible symptoms, blah, blah, blah. And basically she got me on like a crazy juice thing and her supplements. And like, I haven't had a moment of heartburn since then. But
when
she's
did
like,
you realize you needed to go on like pharmaceuticals? Was that your like first time doing it?
It's because I finally saw a doctor like here in California and I really like him and he helped me with some things, but he's also the guy who's like, what do you need? Like, tell me, like I love writing scripts, you know?
Wow.
And so we've worked out our relationship where he's not judgmental of the fact that I see a naturopath. He's like, if she's helping your stomach, he's like, then I say, keep doing it. And blah, blah, blah. Oh, she also like went over my body and she's like, oh, you have full blown, Epstein-Barr virus, which I couldn't figure out why I was like sleeping constantly because I'd just been so sick and then I got mono this summer, but I didn't know
this
it.
This summer
after everything. And, and
mono's an ass kicker.
How do you get that?
It's crazy. Well, it's dormant. Yeah. I was kissing a college boy.
It's called the kissing disease.
It is.
It's just a virus. It's just mono. And then when you have like mono, I had mono when I was in my 20s and I was in the hospital.
Jesus.
I was in the hospital for a couple of days.
I had
hepatitis. My hepatitis just means inflamed liver. Yeah. It doesn't mean like I did tattoos with
needle drugs.
Yeah. No needle drugs. But when you have hepatitis, when you have jaundice, your pee looks like beef broth. It's like,
that's cool.
And your skin turns. I was like, I remember before I realized that I was incredibly sick, I was like, this self tanner I used is like really working. And then I was like, oh, I have
palms were orange.
Jaundice.
Yeah, my palms are still a little orange, but yeah, but mono is Epstein-Barr, and that's mm-hmm. that stuff can wipe you out for a long time.
Months. And yeah. so, yeah, but
years
she,
even.
Yeah, I went in there and she was just like, you have a raging, like your virus. And so then I went to my doctor and I was like, hey, I just saw a naturopath. And he's like, how does she know that without testing your blood? Well, he tested my blood and he's like, you have Epstein-Barr virus. And he's like, and the infection's active right now. And
what?
Yeah. So he was like, he would not. He was like moving on. Like he didn't know what to say. Yeah. He was kind of like, okay.
He's not going to make out with you either.
Nope. As much as I like my Armenian you know, doctor in Glendale.
He's not getting that Epstein-Barr. He's like, I'll kiss you later.
Yeah. That's crazy.
So when was all this? This was this summer?
Oh, I've had it was moving to LA. It all started about a year ago and I got like a third world bacterial intestinal infection in San Francisco.
From sushi? From what?
From something. It was called Enterobacter. And basically like the only way to get it is like someone with Enterobacter, like, had shit on their hand and made me a sandwich.
That's
basically
cool. No,
yeah, it's like super third world.
That's
you get
so
it
unfair.
It's not cool, man. And couldn't figure out what it was for months. I was like, what is wrong?
Wait. So what do you depleted. Tell me, because I've been sleeping for I've been sleeping for 12 hours.
Well, I wasn't overtired. It was that like nothing, like everything was just running through me. And then sounds I would get amazing. These like fevers and like be so drained.
Oh,
and like
shit. Literally
and I was like, I don't know what's going on because I have anxiety. And so I always blame everything on my old brain. And
your goddamn brain up there.
Right. So I finally cracked and went to a walk-in clinic and they swabbed my throat and then they like called me a few days later. They're like, this isn't like, usually people shit in a cup to find this. And they're like, it's in your throat.
Holy fuck.
I was like, what? You know, and it had gone systemic. So I had it was in my urinary tract. It was in my respiratory system.
Does that mean
I just didn't know what it was? And well, sometimes, so like when I do have GERD or reflux, if it's intestinal, it was coming up, and so the infection got all through my throat and glands and all this.
I love how we started this off with
insane.
Rat balls.
Oh, I love, I know.
I'm so fast. I can talk about
this. This is the gooeyest episode. Year.
Well, then it started with the rash I got in the hot tub at the Ace Hotel in Palm Springs.
Don't ever
I got
go
fucking
in there.
Skin
Are you
herpes.
Serious?
No. I was.
Brooke, what the? You so look it started like a that. Glowing, healthy
yes.
person.
It has
You're
been
a beautiful
skin.
Woman.
So bad. Yeah, but I like got over the hump, but like I literally walked into my doctor and then the naturopath was like, help me. Like it. And then just basically my immune system never recovered because I had to go on such strong antibiotics to get rid of the bacterial infection. Then it destroyed my stomach. Then I couldn't get better. Then I kept getting upper respiratory infections because I'm allergic to everything in California. So I now do immunotherapy. I see a naturopath. I'm on antidepressants and like one other thing, but I've been like healthy as a fucking horse for
That's
like
amazing.
4 months. So yeah.
So sick. Did you just watch so much Netflix?
So much Netflix. I was like, I don't even know if I liked the Mindy Project. I've seen every season.
What?
Like, I was just like, it makes me feel so light and fluffy, you know?
Yeah,
like,
it's easy.
I love it. It's digestible. And then you're like, oh, our friends like write for it. And so it's like fun to like, you
That's
know, watch,
dream.
But so much TV. My
That's
roommate was like, she's dying. I've got like a roommate who's dying. She lives on the couch.
Oh, I thought you meant your other. I thought.
No. Sorry.
Your roommate is Jason Sines, who's like the coolest dude.
Yeah, he's wonderful.
Yeah.
And, but.
Oh, wait.
I'm kidding. Yeah.
No, I know. When you live with a dude who doesn't cut his hair, like.
Exactly.
You know,
he's pretty cool.
He's going to be gross.
Pretty laid back. He's given me some hugs when I've been crying on the couch and shit like that. But.
What about these two dogs we found? I haven't heard an update.
She's the one who found the fucking cutie
turkey and gravy.
Okay, so you have a dog that you love and then you're driving in Highland Park.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens?
It was like the day after Thanksgiving and my friend Andrea and we were actually going down to Cypress Park. So I was looking to buy over in that area and like Cypress Park is a new
to
guys,
buy drugs. Cause
no
buy a home?
Guys, I got a home in Glendale. I'm in escrow right now.
Yes.
So I'm hoping to like, I know,
That's
big
amazing.
News.
In escrow always reminds me of in estrus
right.
a little bit, doesn't it?
What's in estrus?
In estrus is when you're in heat and you're in male. But like in escrow,
I'm
like
both.
Just you are,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, that bitch is in escrow. So hopefully it doesn't fall out.
Yeah,
but
my balls are big enough for her.
Oh God. But I was driving with my friend Andrea and we just saw these like little fur balls, three of them having the fucking time of their life running through four lanes of 40 mile per hour traffic, just darting in and out. Yeah. Cars were all, everyone was like, oh God, like everyone was stopping. We were like so stressed out, but no one was doing anything. So we park and we start chasing the dogs. And someone pulls up and they're like, are those your dogs? They've been like, you know, running around like for a week or whatever.
Oh, no.
And so we're like, shit, man. So the two stuck together and there was a third with them who was like, bye. And just like left
them. Where is he? I feel so bad.
I don't know. Well, because all of a sudden when you go on message boards, like, neighbor, oh shit, I forget what the local, yeah, it's like, yeah, a thing that you can sign up for, and all these people who are like, Scotty's missing, my Maltese, and like, I think I saw someone's dog, I was like, but I think it had banded up with this brother and sister pair. Oh. So it took off, but they stayed together because they're super bonded.
Oh. And then you like cornered them
because they were like real weird and scared of humans. And I realized, I was like, oh, like the boy is protective of the girl. So I grabbed the girl. I was like, I got your sister, you know, and like, oh, he wouldn't leave. I mean, we were just trying to figure out how, yeah, to get them because they were so skittish. But once I got the little girl, like, he like wouldn't leave. And so we got both of them. They were covered in fleas and I threw them in my car and I was like, okay, I'm bringing in fleas in my car. But
how big were they?
What?
How big were they? Go to, what's your, is it Brooklyn VP? I mean, Brooke VP is your Instagram? Oh, yeah,
Brooke VP on Instagram.
They're, and you'll just see, like, the cute, these are, like, fucking muffins.
Allie, they're little muffins.
Pissed you're not in a better apartment because these are your dogs.
We figured out they were Cairn Terrier Shih Tzus.
Oh, dude. Stop it.
So this
these
is,
are your
this
dogs, is Turkey. Allie.
Oh, I love them.
She's so great.
Oh, my God, I love them.
Let me see. These are tiny little,
just,
and there's a photo
muffins
on your Instagram.
Oh, here's when I got them, and I threw them in the back,
yeah,
of my car.
Yeah, the one in the back seat of your car where they're like, what? Let me see it again.
How many pounds
are they?
She was 9. He was 14.
Oh, that's a perfect size dog.
They're like a year old.
Well, I wasn't sure. They were clearly, so the minute I brought them to my house, he mounted her and
it's your sister.
Fucked his sister. Yes. And then, you know, got stuck inside of her for 15 minutes as
fuck you, no,
well, that's
inside.
Well, yeah, like, so like dog penises like latch so that, like, oh, you know, so then they're like, we fucked each other, and then they're just awkwardly like, wait, staring like, at me.
Fuck.
Yeah, I know. Disgusting. And I'm like, you guys. And then it was like 15 minutes of me like, oh, God. Then
I don't think I could watch dog incest and like then.
Yeah, that was really, I was
not
like,
for more,
oh,
than 12
guys
minutes.
Yeah.
If your dog erection lasts for more than 12 minutes, then
yeah, then I'm out.
You're unlovable.
I was changing the channel. I just get bored.
But yeah, it was so fun. Like, because I was so burned out from like hating Donald Trump and tweeting things and trying to mobilize and reading headlines. And like, I just really hit burnout like after Thanksgiving. And I was just like, you know what? I'm going to take care of two dogs and like,
yeah, distract yourself,
turn off my brain, and just did that. And it was really therapeutic and great. But,
Do you still have them?
No. I found that my dog sitter, who I love to death, she has a client who his older dog had just died. Aww. And so she mentioned it to him. And so now they've got like a rich gay daddy.
Nice.
And they got adopted together.
I want a rich gay daddy.
Yeah, I'm going to run through the streets like, until right? someone takes me
I
away.
Know. There's no right? better. There's no better fucking situation you could fall into than a rich gay daddy.
Except for gay daddy names, because now they're Max and Daphne, which
Daphne!
I'm like,
that's cute.
No, I like
Turkey and Gravy.
You're Turkey and Gravy. Well, I was like, you know what? Gravy, I'm not sold on Gravy for him, but Turkey for her.
Yeah.
To know her is to be like, oh, this girl's a turkey. Like she was so great. But, so we vetted them and the vet was like, yeah, she's about 2.5 weeks pregnant. And
ew,
I know,
incest, baby.
Do you
get dog abortions?
Yeah, she got a little doggy abortion and then got fixed right after that.
My cat had an abortion.
No.
Is it because it would have been genetically?
Well, they didn't know. I didn't tell him that. He fucked her. I didn't want him.
I bet that's kind of normal, though.
Probably.
That
my
would have been a
cat had
cute
an abortion.
Dog.
Your cat had an abortion? Why my mom thought it was okay to tell a fucking 7-year-old that her cat had an abortion is why I am who I am.
Oh, my God.
Janet, what the fuck were you thinking?
Oh, my God.
But yeah, when she was getting fixed, they were like, oh, they found 5 kittens. And my mom was like, hey, 6-year-old Georgia, they found 5 kittens and they fucking aborted them. Bye.
How developed were they?
I don't know.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
She had just had a bunch of kittens.
Okay.
So oh maybe like, I don't know. How long do cats don't carry 9 months, probably.
No. I don't know the gestation periods
let's
for
ask,
animals.
This makes me think of food. Let's ask about midnight snacks.
This makes me think of food.
Terrible.
So now I'm thinking about food.
Because, Brooke, I bet you have
abortion.
A good, like, and it doesn't have to be current, but like a thing that you, late night, no one's around, you're just fucking hungry and you want to watch yourself on TV and you're like, I want to fucking
I don't watch my own show, for the record. I don't have kids.
Snack.
They're like, you know that episode. I'm like, I'm not watching. watched.
Yeah, I didn't remember saying
single
that.
Moment of a season. So I lived it. A snack.
Yeah, what's your snack?
Like a dirty snack? Like if I stop at Sevi?
Yeah.
If I'm going into Sevs, it's hands down Cool Ranch Doritos.
Fuck yes.
Ooh. They're so ridiculous. And they're so colorful. If you really stop to take in all the spices.
I know. There's some blue spices on there.
So many. It's like a magical spice blend.
Do you lick it first?
No, I can't. No. Okay. I choose, which is going to be the better side of the chip? You know, we all do that.
Place it upon
which is going to be the flavor blast in my mouth. And
it's like a communion wafer. Yeah.
Yes.
So what about like a mixture?
The big grab bag. Yeah. I was going to say, it used to be peanut M&Ms.
Oh my God, there's some on the table if you want
there
some.
There are. I've had two. Oh no. Yeah. Okay. They're like a triggering food for me.
I'm so sorry. I literally got some for this podcast.
No, I will have some on the way out.
Then okay, then I'll do it.
But like when I was like at the height of like drunken terror in New York City, like I'd be going to work the next day rifling through my purse and I would shame hide wrappers of things that I would eat when I was drunk. And then I'd be like, I'd be like, God damn it. And it would just be those big king size peanut M&Ms.
Hell yeah.
It's just too many M&Ms if you want to be a small person. And the big grab of Doritos. And I would just be like, son of a bitch.
Did you not even remember that you had eaten them?
Nope.
Oh man.
Drunk me would be like, do it.
You know what the trick is? You don't have a hatchback, do you?
I do have a hatchback now.
Oh yeah. Here's the thing.
Okay. Tell me some good hatchback.
You buy the peanut M&Ms.
Okay.
Right? This is what I used to do when I had a Subaru hatchback. I still have a hatchback. You buy the peanut M&Ms. You eat a couple. You fold down the bag. And then you toss them over your shoulder like a bridal bouquet. Yeah. Or like a drink at a hipster bar.
Exactly. Thank you. Right.
Into the trunk.
And then you're like. Indiscriminately launch it.
Launch it into the trunk.
And you'll be like, reach it.
That's enough. And then the next time you go in your trunk, you'll be like, holy shit, I got half a bag.
But you're assuming I was driving at this point. I was usually on like a 90-minute, 3 a.m. train ride back to Brooklyn.
90 minutes?
Yeah, then eat the whole thing. Trains wouldn't run, and you'd just be on the platform.
What do people... I feel like
it's
only...
It's the worst life. Don't live there.
What's the thing where you fucking... You hate yourself, and you make yourself...
Masochistic?
Masochistic. I think only people who live in New York... Or people are fucking masochistic.
It's a lot.
It's like, look how hard I am and how hard I work. But it's like, but also I'm so unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't, I think as the three of us who have all been clinically diagnosed with anxiety separately.
Yeah.
I literally was handed
my ilk.
I was handed a piece of paper this morning that was like, your diagnosis code is on there. It's generalized anxiety. I was like, I know.
No, but how are you not like... Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I live in the world. Yeah,
I live in the world. But
it's not easy.
So all of it, I think there must be some people out there who are like, I thrive on this. And then the other people who are like, this is too much.
Yeah.
New York is lovely, but it is a lot.
I could never fucking live there.
I don't think I could cope well with it.
No.
Personally.
I have no interest.
But I don't know. What do you do?
Unless I was really fucking rich.
So rich. So rich.
What's that?
That was, here's the deal. That was my phone.
The buzzer goes off when you say the word of the day, which is rich.
Rich.
Is that okay?
No, I don't care about coasters.
The word of the day is rich.
I have app on my phone that's called Seven, and it's a 7-minute workout, and it goes, the alarm goes off at 8 o'clock every night to remind me to work out, and I have not used this app in 3 years. And every night at 8 o'clock, I'm like, oh, I guess it's 8 o'clock.
That's a weird app.
Still not working out tonight.
It's 3 years in.
Give it up. Stop rubbing your boner on me, 7 minutes.
Shame alarm.
I'm just going to stop with ClassPass. It was a fun month where I tried to work out.
Well, now that it's like $7, they're like, here's a special. I think it's because every woman is like, no, that was fun for 2 months.
Yeah, I quit. You know what they do? You know what ClassPass does?
What?
ClassPass is like, oh, you want to cancel your... Okay, well, it's going to cost $75 extra if you want to sign up again. And you're like, you're an abusive boyfriend. Don't threaten my departure with some phantom...
Don't Scientology me.
Do you have an internet crush? Is there someone on the internet that you're like...
Makes you happy?
That you... Like, and I don't know them, or I'm just kind of like...
It doesn't have to be like a... crush could be like, this animal Instagram is my favorite.
Right.
Oh yes, holy shit, Dr. Pimple Popper.
Oh hell yeah. But the problem is she posts these like surgeries all the time. She's getting surgical these days.
Yeah, the lipomas are like not. I was like, I wanted to see like some whiteheads and blackheads.
Yeah, I don't want to see a fucking.
Same, you guys. I thought I was the only one feeling that way. I was like, this is one too many garbanzo beans under the skin. Keep no blood, no blood,
no blood, no blood, no yellow knife. Fat. Like just like lumps of fat.
No,
like
removing a thing with a tweezer.
Yep. Yeah, mm-hmm. Just pop some shit. You're not Dr. Surgery Channel.
No,
you know what I mean.
No.
Okay, so Dr. Pimple Popper. I've gotten deep in that shit before.
Yeah. I feel so not, good because then they get after my face, which is like
right. So like especially if I've been drinking and I get home and I've got some like zits, ooh. I'm like going in on myself and I wake up and I will have these like yep. epic like the blood goes under the skin because yep. I push it back in and it's like
is that what happens? Because I've got some
It won't be ready to go, but I'm like, you're coming with me. Aww. And then it just like bursts and then like turns into like a 1-inch patch.
The worst is when you're like, I started it and it doesn't want to go, so I better keep going just to get it. And
you
then
gotta
you
chase
have,
that dragon.
I chase like, it. You know what I mean? When I move soon, I have two right now. When I move soon, I'm not going to bring my close-up mirror.
You're not?
No. Because it's the thing that... And Vince will walk by the bathroom.
Those are terrible. They make everyone look crazy.
Yeah.
Like, it's, yeah.
Vince, what we have a thing now where I said, tell me to stop picking at my face. So he'll walk by and be like, don't pick when he sees me, like, with my face up to the thing.
No, you can't. You can't.
It's embarrassing.
Like, or
get out of there.
The thing I'm trying to do is buy the tool, which Dr. Pimple Popper sells them.
The little, what is it?
It's an extractor.
Extractor.
And I own two of them, and I do not
recommend it.
Is it the little circle thing?
It's got like, it looks like almost like the head of a needle, but a little bigger. Like, you push down and
it doesn't work on me.
Don't do that.
No.
You guys, I do everything. I do.
You got great skin, though. What the hell?
You have great skin.
So much.
It's like none of us have bad skin for the record.
No, we're all fine.
Like, we're fine, but like that's what the problem is I have these like little things that aren't really like these major clinical problems.
We just need to turn into fucking issues.
We need handicrafts. We need to knit or we need to crochet or we need to do Sudoku.
You're right.
Keep our hands busy.
Mm-hmm. You're so right. Or start smoking.
Right. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen a ghost?
I want to so bad. You don't even know.
Yeah. Do you believe in ghosts?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Totally.
If we could, aliens. A naturopath.
I believe in a naturopath.
Friendly.
Clearly, I believe in ghosts, and I love astrology.
But no, but it's just you're open to the misunderstood sciences, perhaps.
Right? I'm Scorpio. I'm supposed to be like all mystic and like psychic and
Allie,
shit.
What are you?
Yeah, I'm. What day's your birthday?
November 4th.
November 6th. Let's have a party on the 5th next year.
What is a Scorpio like? What is a Scorpio woman like?
Everyone says like, oh, they're just so, they're like, they get so crazy and they hold these grudges. And
that's the funny one where I'm just like, I think like we're good at like cutting to the chase and like getting under skin and kind of like communicating and going deep. I guess that's a better way to put it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're going pro fuckers deep, too. We're real good at fucking.
Good fuckers. Everyone. Well, that's
everyone's
like
fuckers. Scorpios
that's
are,
like everyone else's version of like, there's a lot of pressure to be like if you're like, oh, I'm a Scorpio, then you're like, oh boy, they think I need to rock their world sexually.
They automatically assume you can pole dance.
Well, who are and you're you like, dating listen, that you knows about a bunch of fucking astrology, stupid
well,
shit?
Yeah, well, guys funny. Who punch mirrors.
Guys who punch mirrors.
And then get staph
Thank
infections.
You.
Like, which one's worse? Punching a mirror and getting a staph infection?
Infected narcissists. They know about astrology, Georgia.
I do.
But yeah, so you've never seen a ghost?
Never seen a ghost.
Okay.
But I've had like, I think, kind of like the manifestation sort of thing. Like my dad and I, when we're together, we've manifested things that are crazy. Like, which, so there's that. And he's definitely seen a UFO, which I love.
Yeah.
And he's seen people, he's communed with them in his sleep right when they die. So he sees them right before
I had
they die.
When my ex-boyfriend died in a car accident, I had a thing happen.
What
it's
happened?
Creepy when they... I woke up at 3 a.m. with the most split... I don't get headaches and like the most splitting headache I've ever had in my life. I was like 21 and I don't get headaches. And then it turns out he had fucking crashed his car into a wall and was slowly dying at that moment.
Oh, God.
At that fucking moment that I woke up.
Yeah, I believe in that metaphysical
yeah.
type of, you know... just, yeah, I don't know. The idea, like, when twins, like, they can feel each other's pain. And,
for
like,
sure.
You know, yeah.
I believe in that.
I believe in that. But, like, no ghosty sort of experience other than, I take it back. I was in East, is that even a thing? East Hampton? Or is it just this? Yeah, I was in East Hampton out in Long Island. And I was staying at an Airbnb. And the place was empty. And it was just us. So it was like a big front house. And I was staying in like a little like elf cottage in the back. Like it was just very cute and mystical. And it was empty. Like the owners, I had been talking to them. No one was in there. And I walked past the front porch and a grandma in a robe with like giant blue blockers was on the porch. And she just was watching the day and she waved at me.
During the day?
It was the morning. And I waved back.
Uh-oh.
And I was just like, there's not supposed to be anyone here. And then like a rabble of gay guys who were renting the main house showed up at night and to like go in the place. And I was just like, and I saw like an old man changing upstairs in the attic that night too.
What?
So I don't know. Cause I don't know how you're supposed to feel, because she was just sitting there on the porch and I'm like, well, this isn't the host of the Airbnb. Cause this woman's like clearly in her 80s or 90s.
Oh my God.
And she looked like a 70s grandma, like an old,
Did you
know,
see
so
the
it wasn't like
dick.
No,
he was changing.
No, it just like he looked like he was taking off a shirt or whatever.
We're all wondering.
Like, no, I know, but then like all these, all these like gay guys wanting to like, you know, hang out in the Hamptons showed up, and I was like, well, there's no way they're sharing this Airbnb with like
this old dead couple.
Yeah. So I don't know because it was just weird more than it was like I was like, who's that? As opposed to being like, that's a ghost.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I can think of, because I was just like, who was that?
Yeah.
Ew.
Dude, that's creepy as fuck.
Yeah, I'll call it
but
a ghost.
But I wasn't creeped out, but I think it was a ghost. That's my only experience. But it was so normal that I was just like, huh, there must be an explanation.
Ghost dick. Ghost dick?
Old
has anyone ever
Grandpa
seen ghost dick?
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Is ghost dick a thing?
I don't know, probably. Did I ever tell you about that? I was in, can I talk about myself for a minute?
Yes.
I was in community college at Santa Monica City College, and I was like 18 or 19, like brand new. And I like, you had to park down the street because parking was too expensive for me. And like, I parked next to these like old houses, and like, I went to get in my car to leave and like was doing some shit. And I look over and like, the dude, this like gross dude who lived in the shitty fucking shack there, like had walked up to the screen door and was looking outside, and like you could tell he like had his coffee or whatever, and he was fucking naked.
Yeah.
And he was like a gross old like Jerry Garcia type with the biggest dick I have ever seen in my fucking life.
Whoa.
Like, I just,
horse dong.
Like rat balls?
Horse dong.
Like rat balls,
rat
too?
I laughed.
Horse dong with rat balls?
I just started laughing my ass off because it was just so absurd.
Well, if you got it,
I was happy for him.
Wag it around. Wag that hog.
He didn't see me. Like, he was just doing the thing he does every morning.
He's got to wag the hog,
man. I was just like, oh my, I don't know where to look.
He's like, are you
no
sure?
No underwear can hold me.
Yeah.
Like, he's
just
was
like,
he dead,
manic,
though? Was he a ghost?
He could have been a ghost.
What if that was a polter dong? There's no way that kind of dong could
dong. I see Steven writing furiously over here, which means we are saying funny shit. Like, Steven doesn't write stuff down unless you say funny shit.
Because if you were going to come back as a ghost, wouldn't you want to be like, look at what I got?
Well, you're.
Yeah. I'm not going to come back. I'm going to come back as a ghost with the best tits.
I don't think you can. I don't think you can change
in another life.
Sure, I can. Okay. I can throw a vase against the wall in ghostly anger. I can get better tits.
You know what? If I'm not going to believe in them, I don't get to make the rules for them.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
I'm just saying, you do your own cosmic existence, you guys. If someone's like, it looked like my aunt, but with a nose job.
Yeah. Don't ever tell anyone how to ghost.
But like, pretty.
But pretty. Ghost in a ghost.
Should we do fuck that?
Yeah. Let's do fuck that. I could talk.
This I know.
This has been really fun.
I know. I'm fascinated.
We're getting to know each other in real time.
I know. Let's do fuck that. We always end the show. Unfortunately, we have to end the show. It's hot.
My flesh from tequila. No. It's tequila and like my desire for M&Ms over there.
They're right behind you.
Okay.
With one thing we learned this week.
One. No.
One thing we hate, one thing we
love. Right. That is how we start the show.
Introduction to the opposite sketches.
Good night. So fuck that. So it's one thing we
hate so much. We're like, fuck that. But then one thing that we love so much, we'd lay it down and slow bone it.
So we end on something we like so that it's a positive. So,
yeah, we got it.
We try.
Allie, do you want to
One thing
go?
We hate? What oh, you want to know what I hate?
Hate has a
lot. What?
Okay. You're washing dishes, mm-hmm. right? And you save the silverware for the end because it's like, what am I going to do? Just put the silverware in there. And then it's bubbly in the sink, right? By the way, let me preface this with, you're so buster, you don't have a dishwasher.
That's myself.
Right. Myself.
Yeah, okay.
Not had a dishwasher in 12 years.
No.
So then you're rinsing, you've got to wash the silverware, and there's knives in there, and you got to get in there, and you got to grab in there, but you don't know if you're going to pick up a knife on the wrong
like
side.
Fistful. Wait, do you wash your dishes like you fill up the sink with soap and water?
It's so old school. I get
that
a little
is so old school.
Weird about like scummy water, but
well,
that's
you've had
just
some
me.
Staff in, and then but then you rinse
I was like,
it.
Yeah, you're right. I don't have standards.
No, you've had some. No, but I mean, like you've seen what happens when there's a dish bin full of disgusting suds.
Yes, yes.
But
I don't wash my dishes like that.
I mean, I do if I have a lot to do.
Okay.
And then I, you know.
Soak them.
Yeah. I always, here's the thing. When you wash your dishes in the sink, you always got to do the glasses first.
Right.
Because you don't want the glasses in there with any kind of mush-mush. You know what I mean?
No mush-mush.
Disgusting. And then you rinse them in really hot water, so hot that it scalds your hands.
So you like you hate a fistful of unidentified silverware.
Yeah, because you could grab a knife on the wrong side. Underwater in the suds.
Dude.
Isn't that a horrible thing?
Yeah.
Just...
Does any, at that point, you drain of, it.
Yes.
And then you rinse them and then you clean them.
Well, okay, never mind. That's a good point.
That's
I'm just worried about you.
This world is perfect now.
I'm worried about you.
That's the only thing on earth.
Everyone has like just their own dish technique.
Totally.
Because like when I worked in a coffee shop, my boss would... I don't know if she thought she was conserving water because I'm like, it all works out in the wash. Oh, man.
Nah.
I'm sorry. I wasn't even trying to be that corny. But she would lather everything up and let it sit.
No.
Without the water running.
That
and
does
then,
nothing.
Like, everything would just lather and sit. And then she would do a mass,
that
like,
doesn't do
rinse.
Anything.
And I was just like, I don't know how I feel about this.
You're stupid.
This That's is really challenging my beliefs in dishwashing. But
isn't it funny, too, that, like, if someone came over and was like, I'll do the dishes, and I'd be like, I would be like, no, it's okay. Because, like you're not going to do my fucking dishes.
Like, when
right.
a guy
really?
Does dishes, you're yeah. like, why don't you just throw up on my stuff? That would look the same.
Yeah, I'm
like they're dirtier. I don't know
how. There's a way to do it, and you're the only person who can do it right.
Do I wash dishes like a dude?
No, you wash dishes the way you want to do your dishes.
Okay, I don't care if someone wants to wash my dishes. Fuck yeah, dude. You can. I don't care. You can shit on my comforter if you wash my dishes. Do whatever you want. I don't want to wash my dishes.
I mean, they don't. You don't have to do both.
Well, okay.
All right. I hate vertical blinds. Vertical blinds remind me of sad divorced dad apartments.
Word.
And like early afternoon. And like when the wind blows and you hear this,
yes,
this like the vertical
the
blind clatter,
the clacking of the
nothing depresses me more.
I feel like if you have vertical blinds, your entire apartment is furnished with IKEA.
Totally.
Do you know what I mean? Like they go, it's like,
not
they're
IKEA,
like gravy
like
and turkey.
The cheapest IKEA.
Yes.
Like the plastic thing.
Right.
Like, IKEA can be classy as fuck.
Yeah, it really can.
Guys, I've got a really great apartment, but my bedroom has vertical blinds, and they are the bane of my morning. I wake up and I'm just like, these things again, but I'm moving.
You can take
I'm
them
moving
off.
Up.
Are you?
I took them out in the entire rest of the house, but the only thing I can say is that they do keep the light out really well, but they're so gross. I hate doing, you know, every time I was like, I pull it the wrong way and they go the wrong way. And then I'm just like, I hate
they just
things.
They're so tacky.
They're awful.
They remind me of,
but it's a rental. And I was like, because I was like, hey, do you guys care if I take these down? And I just ripped them out of the wall in the front room and threw them in the back house. And I'm like, I hope they don't care.
Well, I'm doing that.
Because I trashed them completely.
There are these blinds you can get. My friends have them that are remote controlled. So you're in bed and you're like, and they open. How great is that?
It's the little things, guys.
2017, you guys.
Yeah,
2017. Nothing's wrong.
Brooke, what do you hate?
Have you guys been watching... The new Leah Remini Annie Scientology documentary.
I watched a minute and it was so stupid. How is it?
Well, it's fine because I've already seen Going Clear and I felt like that was very like I've read the book. I'm just very fascinated. But her nails are driving me up a wall. Have we seen her manicures?
Mm-mm.
They are like a knife on each finger. Mm-hmm. They are these aggressive.
Yes.
They're really taking away from the narrative.
Are they bejeweled and pastel? Or
they are. What are they? Some are pastel, but they are like the really aggressive, like kind of like they are the long, like
square.
Like, no, not square. They're the ones that are really long and sharpened to a point.
I don't know why
they're like daggers.
Our amazing makeup artist, Alicia, that we love, has those, but she looks like Elvira.
Yeah,
so, like so it goes with her persona.
It goes with it. That does right. not make any sense, though. Leah Remini.
And it literally, I can't stop staring at her hands, and it doesn't matter what outfit she's wearing or what survivors she's going to talk to. She's like waving around her like weapons for hands.
Someone also contoured her into oblivion.
She's a pretty girl.
She doesn't need to have her, she doesn't need her forehead to be shadowed at the top.
Do you ever look at that kind of, and I'm like, clearly no one's ever attempted that kind of makeup on me. They look at me and they're like, there's only so much
angles.
But I have some nice angles. Makeup artists have a little trouble figuring me out, like off the bat. Like I have a great person who I love and trust so much, but I'm like, if I ever wanted to bump it up, I'm like, that is LA makeup to a T.
Yeah.
She's wearing classic LA, like
housewives
makeup. Yeah,
it's Kardashian.
Is that what you Kardashian housewives it's like makeup?
Heavy contouring.
It's so much.
It's like unnecessary. It's like
it's just be yourself. It's a lot of time. It is weird that you're like, not only do you have to cover your entire face, but you also have to, change the shape.
Shadowing.
Of it with like paint by numbers.
It's okay.
I can't get my shit together enough to do it.
I'll just have a chubby face.
Yeah.
You know
what's so weird is when like, for me, it's like when the makeup artist totally covers my under eye circles, which is like a hereditary thing I've had my whole life. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what did you fucking do to my, like when it's just like no under eye.
It's a weird thing where you're a little bit like, this isn't me. Even though people are like, no, but it's better. And you're like, but actually it's kind of not. Like it's okay. Like if this is a part of what I look like, then.
Yeah.
I love dark circles.
I embrace it. Yeah.
I remember there was this girl named Stephanie in middle school and she had dark circles and I was like, God, Stephanie's got it going on. I wish I had.
Meanwhile, she's getting fucking beaten at night and she can't sleep.
No.
She had bruises on her arm and I was like, those are cool. And those tattoos.
She was so stressed, but.
Let's end on Brooke's love. Allie, what do you love?
Oh, okay. So we'll do Brooke's love last.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Something I would tenderly slow bone. I'm sorry. Bullet journaling.
What's that?
You've done that already.
No, that was what I learned.
Oh, you're right.
But I finally did it.
Did you do it?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
I hated it at first.
Yeah,
can you explain real quick?
I was like, okay, bullet journaling is a system. You take a notebook, you make a table of contents, and then you make like a what you want to do that year. And then you make a calendar, and then you make things you want to do that week, and then you make things you want to do that day. And you're like, oh, I watched like 15 YouTube videos of it. And I was like, who are these bitches? Why are they making these journals? I hate everyone. I hate the world. And then I finally was like, I'm going to do this my way. So I went to Staples for 17 hours.
Yeah.
I was there for so long. Like I had a beard when I left. I was just like, what is happening? I got a binder, a tiny binder, 8.5 by 5.5. I filled it with these grid papers that are also tiny. And then I just made my fucking calendar that way. And then what I do is I make a list that's like, here's all the shit I need to get done in life. And then each day I take little things that I can do to help get those things done.
I like that.
So then every day I don't look at some to-do list. It's like, oh, you have to
impossible,
do everything.
Right. Yeah.
I'm just like, I got this shit to do. When I do it, I'm done. And you know what? I didn't do this today. I'll do it tomorrow.
You're going to teach me.
I'll teach you the ways.
The basics.
Not the no, because if you start going down a YouTube hole, you'll be like, all these people that are like, here's my bullet journal. Every single one of them is like, huge wedding ring. And they're like, if you'll notice, my cursive is like so terrible.
It's so hard.
When I started.
Just, yeah.
And you're like, but my cursive got a lot better. And then each of their things is like things to do, and they have one thing to do, and it's just like be married,
but
get pregnant, and you're like, that's not a to-do list.
Anyway. That drives me crazy because I fucking hate my handwriting. I write like a dog who's using his left hand to write, and it's just like, and I would look at it like, you're terrible because you can't. But you have to teach me the basics. I want to know the like four steps.
I will
to do. Like,
I will.
I want to know the Georgia way to do it.
Yeah, no, do it like you are a lumberjack. Okay. Don't have to do it like you're like,
I have an Etsy store. You don't, they can be beautiful, and people who make them beautifully, Godspeed.
Okay. The thing I hate and can fuck right off. No, the thing I love yes. so much.
What you learned this
George
week.
Is ready.
I She's really, like, really love bad restaurant reviews. Yeah. I love reading bad restaurant reviews.
Is like, a restaurant bad or is a review bad?
The review of the restaurant is bad.
Okay.
Okay, I see what you're saying. I love reading reviews of restaurants where they fucking torch the place.
Yeah.
I just get, I don't know why I get so much joy out of like, the fucking duck tasted like a chicken. You know, it's just like,
how dare it.
But it's like the New York Times does these like negative reviews on restaurants all the time. And they're just so joyous. Like the best one, of course, is the Guy Fieri's.
Yes.
Oh. This is the second time I fucking talked about it on this podcast. The breaking down of his shit-tastic restaurant.
The Trump one is amazing too.
Yeah. I haven't read it.
Oh my God.
I can't wait to look that up. A little bit.
It's so
the Trump Tower restaurant. It's
funny,
scathing.
I love it. I love it. That's my love.
Okay, that's a good love.
Yeah, right. Brooke, what do you love?
That's a great love. I in a little bit of remembrance of Carrie Fisher this week. Mm-hmm. I watched her Wishful Drinking again.
Oh, I watched it too.
It's so great, and I did not know that the song Hearts and Bones was about her. And that's that? Oh my God, please do a favor, yourself a favor, listen to Paul Simon's Hearts and Bones.
Oh, they dated.
Yeah, they were married.
They were married.
And as much as I'm not like, I love both of them separately, but I never knew much about their relationship. And I was like, I wonder who this song is about. And then I watched, because this song, if it comes on, I have to stop what I'm doing and just listen
wait,
to
sing it.
And
I don't know names of songs.
Yeah, I don't know it.
Oh my God, you just have to just listen to it.
No.
If you don't know it, you're just going to learn
I'm
it.
Sure, I
you're
know.
Gonna
it.
Listen to it tonight and we'll you're going to be like, this song is like you cry. It's
Can I
so
I have a question.
Good. Yeah.
Why didn't Weird Al do Farts and Boners?
I know, right?
Like, would it have killed him?
I don't know. Like, people Maybe. Who love Paul Simon love this song, but it wasn't one of his, I think, like, hits.
Okay. My dad and I but danced, or gorgeous. My dad dance was to a Simon and Garfunkel song.
Oh,
so I'm, like, disappointed
yeah.
in myself that I don't...
We'll it's so this. Great, but the lyrics are like one and one half wandering Jews, and she like breaks down like Aww. They do this whole road trip to Mexico to go to a wedding, and you know she like catches the wedding fever and but they break up and they both return to their coast both to reflect who'd been damaged the most, and like it's Aww. Crazy. It's and I was like, who is this about? And then I was like, it's about Carrie, and like yeah. So I was like, I love it, and I'm so glad because that song makes me like cry, and I'm just so sad she's gone, and it made me really happy that. It was about her. She's immortalized in many songs, apparently,
That's
by Paul
beautiful.
Simon. So yeah,
what a badass.
I know,
what a badass. And her
sad
and
but happy, right?
R.I.P.
And then her and her mummy. Yeah, her and Debbie. Oh, God.
What? What'd you say?
Should we go?
Yeah, let's go to their funeral.
I was like, should we go be disrespectful and show up?
Yeah, we get plus three.
Yeah, sure. It's not a problem.
Wahlbergs and M&M's.
I would go hang out like in that. Did it already happen? Or I just heard it's...
I don't know.
I think... I'll go lay some flowers or candles
yeah,
somewhere.
Yeah, we can go.
Yeah, we'll go.
Yeah, you Steven? Can you Steven's put your plus go. Three?
Yeah.
Where well, can tell people, everyone where to find you and what you want to plug your yeah, sure. your album.
Speaking of stalking, yeah.
Speaking of stalking, I like this kind. My album's on iTunes. It's called Hard Feelings. I love it.
Yay!
If you Google image search it, it gets real porny, turns out.
Oh, dear.
So, yeah, that
yeah.
was unfortunately an ill fated.
Look for Brooke Van Poplin,
specifically Hard Feelings.
Her comedy, her stand up album.
Yeah, you're still going to see weird things. But and I'm on Twitter at BVP Comedy. I don't
Cute.
Tweet.
And
much.
Instagram, Brooke VP.
Brooke VP.
Yeah.
This is a lot to remember.
No, but. It's not. Everyone's sitting at a computer right now.
They're writing in their bullet great. Journals.
Oh,
they're in
right.
their journals.
They're bulleting.
Oh,
like, here
no.
we go.
You're right.
Cursive. I'm writing it.
People to stalk. It's under the people to stalk tab. I'm just going to stalk you.
I love it. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being here,
Thanks
Brooke.
For this having
so,
me. This worked out great.
Amazing.
Get me out of the house.
I'm such a fan.
So good.
Such a fan. You don't even know.
Thanks to Stephen Ray Morris from the Purrcast for being our fucking Sherpa.
Yep.
And we're Allie in Georgia, and you can find us in places and things.
Yeah.
And everywhere and always.
Come wag your ghost dong at us.
Well, I mean, yeah. Wag your ghost dong on your rat balls right at us.
Yes, please.
That's it.
And exhumed Georgia.